7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Gonna be famous. Then mommy's gonna come back and live with us. And when I grow up, I'm gonna do solo projects and get married to someone very famous, but I'm not sure who exactly.
And boom, here we go. The current time, my friends, is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And, yeah. Welcome to, the Sunday show. Well, meow, what? I hear a cat talking to me from the other room. I'm standing in the kitchen. Why am I standing in the kitchen? I'll tell you in a minute, as soon as we investigate whatever the cat's talking about. Hi, what are you doing? We're not going outside. The cat's standing by the back door, the door that leads out to the deck, which is covered in snow. I think it snowed a little bit last night, just a little dusting of snow. We didn't get much. But the big news is that it's cold. It's cold in my house. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why is it so damn cold? Well, because I'm drying out. Getting dangerously dry. Why? Yeah, meow. Why is it so damn cold? Because it's 0 degrees. It's 0 degrees outdoors. And when I say 0 degrees, I mean 0 degrees American, which is, of course, negative 20 Celsius. Yeah. Now, that in itself isn't that bad. I mean, that's tolerable. The problem is that it's very windy. And the wind... Oh... Hold on a second. I gotta get some tea. The wind is making my house cold. When the wind blows crazy like this, oh, the coldness gets inside my house. So, yeah. So it was cold, and I woke up early. And I've been trying to do stuff and get organized. But instead, I'm kind of weird. I feel strange today, just a little bit. And, what am I doing? Well, I'm drinking tea. I'm drinking Che Guanyin today. Why am I drinking Che Guanyin? I don't know. I just thought that this was the best idea for today. Oh, and it's warming me up. Okay. So yeah, it's cold. But I've got good hand pressure. The air is very dry. My cuticles are suffering. Meow, meow, what? Well, you're a good baby. We can't go outside though because it's too cold for kitties. Even though I know you think you're a snow leopard. You're not a snow leopard. You're a fluffy baby. Alright, so what are we doing here in the kitchen? And in the upstairs zone? Well, I'm trying to get organized. And what am I trying to organize? Well, over the last few days, weeks, I've been thinking about putting together some kind of art project. Because I need to make some kind of art. I feel the urge. It's happening to me again. And so I've been making art supplies, and I've been checking to see what art supplies I have that are still good, and etc. And why are we still standing up here? We don't really need to be up here, do we? The long and the short of it is this. I had to look for a rubber stamp that I had carved, and I couldn't find it. I opened up this cabinet where I keep my rubber stamps, and it wasn't just immediately sitting somewhere really obvious, right? And then, so I looked up in the big plastic bin that I keep all my rubber stamps in, and I didn't really look in it that well. I just sort of, I didn't dig through it, because there's a lot of rubber stamps in there, but I couldn't immediately find it. But the funny thing is I did find a bunch of other great stuff, a bunch of other great rubber stamps. And so I was testing out some rubber stamps and some ink pads, like I said I was going to, if you listened to yesterday's show. Let's go back downstairs. There's no reason for me to be standing up here. So I was digging through all my rubber stamps, and I was digging through all the ink. And I was doing stuff, and I was thinking about making stickers. Okay. I'm not going to go into the full history of me and stickers, but suffice it to say, I do like to make stickers every once in a while. Interesting labels that people can put on their skateboards or put up in their lockers or do whatever, right? And this started when I was younger, as an extension of doing art for my musical projects, right? So when I was a kid, you know, make some music, record it, then you got to make an album cover, all right? Or at least a cassette tape cover. You got to make flyers for your band's shows and stuff, right? You got to make stuff out of paper. So anyway, I was doing a bunch of stuff, kind of odd, but still fairly interesting. And I was sort of connected up with some people who were doing the same types of things. But although it was just sort of promotional material to me back then, anybody else seeing it would say, no, that's street art. You're just making street art. It's like, okay, well, call it whatever you want. And so this sort of evolved into doing some wacky stuff and blah, blah, blah. And there's a lot of auxiliary crap here that you really don't need to hear. But, yeah, so I used to make stickers. And I'm thinking about making at least one or some. And I was thinking about making stickers. And so I've spent the last couple days looking at art supplies, looking to see what kind of paper stock or label stock that I have. And yeah, I've got some sticker stuff. Not a lot. But yeah, you know, I've got some rubber stamps. I could make something. And so then I started thinking, no, let's get serious. Let's get some stickers printed by a professional printer, get some good labels made on good stock, do all this blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, okay, let's do the research. And so I went online looking for somebody to print me up some labels. And I know that something easy and fast exists because I used to work sort of in the printing industry. Not exactly printing, but corollary. You know, I'm a photocopier guy. My art is photocopier art. And I like to play with photocopiers, I really do. So I went online because I was wondering how much it would cost to print up some stickers, to have them printed for me, you know, so I'm not doing the work. And then I realize this costs a lot of money. And I realize, because I've been in this industry a little bit, I sort of know how much this is going to cost. And I'm just wondering, okay, how much has this price inflated over the years? Because, you know, when I was making stickers, this was some time ago. The last stickers I made were almost 20 years ago now. And blah, blah, blah. Looking up the prices, and I'm just sort of thinking, I wonder if I can find somebody to do a short run. Because, you know, this is the day and age of instant stuff and just-in-time marketing and production and all that crap. And it's the internet and those people doing small jobs, right? And so I'm thinking, maybe I can find somebody who will do a small run of stickers and I only have to give them like $100. And then I remember, oh yeah, but then there's all the setup fees and this, that, and there. Maybe I can get a small run done for like $150. How small of a run? You know, probably like less than 100 labels. Something small. I don't want to spend a hell of a lot of money because I don't have a hell of a lot of money. And I sure as hell don't have any money to be making art, which is basically throwing away money. Well, Tobe, why don't you go back to building rockets? Well, this is slightly cheaper, and and it's art, and everybody has to have art. So I go online and I find a place that's local and blah, blah, blah. And I look up the price and I've got to think, okay, what size of label do I want? And blah, 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 blah. And my stickers are fairly simple. It's just black and white. I'm not thinking about doing any color or anything and blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at the prices and it's outrageously cheap? A what? So in my mind, in my budgetary mind, I'm thinking $100 to $150 is all I want to spend, even though I don't have that much money to be spending on art projects. I'm thinking if I make stickers, maybe I can sell some of them to offset the cost. I might know one or two places, I might be able to get some money out of it. Maybe I can find an investor. And what I've discovered is that I can get 500, that's the minimum run from this particular company, I can get 500 labels for $100. And there's not a lot of other costs for setup. All of the stuff that you normally sort of get charged for, they don't charge for. But as soon as you want, you know, an extra color or two or something else or a bleed, yeah, then it's standard printing charges, okay? So I kind of started getting excited. I started thinking, wow, $100, $150. Yeah, that was the crazy thing. The funny thing about printing is that, you know, to get 500 of something printed up costs $100. To get 1,000 of the same thing printed up, it's only $120. Yeah, it only costs $20 more to double your order. And printing is a funny game. Anyway, I'm looking at these prices going, wow, I think I could afford this. I could save up my money. I could do some kind of fundraiser. Blah, blah, blah. Somehow get investors, get some money into this and blah, I'll do whatever. I could do this, right? Getting kind of excited now. And even starting to think, wow, if I could sell enough of them, I could finance another sticker project and we could just... Oh. And then I started thinking about my plan back in the mid-90s when I wanted to become a sticker artist. Yeah, this is part of the story where I skipped telling you about how I developed all these other stickers but never had them printed up. And I was a trigger pull away from becoming some kind of sticker guy. Anyway. So I was sort of sitting here shocked and amazed at how cheap printing is these days. How did the price go down? Blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Because these prices that I'm looking at are essentially the same prices when I was looking at making stickers back in the mid-90s. How is it the same price? How is it 30 years later and these are the same price, but everything else goes up and there's inflation and blah, blah, blah. I don't know how money works. I don't understand economy. So anyway, I was sitting here gobsmacked thinking, wow, I could make some stickers. I could make some merch. I could probably push some of this crap off onto the community. I mean, I could sell some of this quality merchandise to my fans and the Dubious Goals Committee. Hey, you want to buy some stickers? Yeah, that might be happening. That might be happening. Huh. You know, see, if I could get, you know, $10 for a pack of stickers here, for $10 to there, you know, I could, see, I need to do some value-added stuff, and then we gotta ship stuff to the committee, regardless. So there I was, sitting on the floor, looking at my TV slash computer screen, going, wow, this printing stuff is cheap. What am I gonna do for art? Oh, yeah, didn't think about that, did you, Tope? So I started thinking, okay, if I'm going to do this, the first thing to do is to actually develop some kind of art, develop some kind of image to make into this sticker that people are not going to understand. Okay, so I was sitting here starting to think about art, street art stickers, some of my favorite street artists and stuff that they've done. Thought, wow, what do I want to do? I could come up with some new stuff and blah, 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 and I could do all this work, and then I realized, no, I don't have to do any work or come up with anything new. And no, I'm not going to rehash old ideas, but here's one little weird detail about this. I'm the kind of guy who starts little art things, and then I put them aside. You know, I get so far with some image or an idea, and it's not quite finished, and I go, huh. Now, back in the past, I would just slap whatever in there and say, okay, it's done. But as I got older, I didn't like some of my older work because of this slapdash finish. You know, there'd be a really cool aspect of it, and then it would kind of bland out. It would sort of not quite fail, but it would not be the coolest thing ever. So I stopped doing this, and basically when I got to a stopping point and I didn't know where to go with what I was working on, I would just put it aside. And then a month or two or whenever later, I would find that perfect thing to finish that particular piece, and I would put it all together and I would have some brilliant stuff. And I used this stuff for, like I said, like band flyers, programs, just paper ephemera that needed art, right? Now, the funny thing is there's quite a number of these types of projects that never quite got finished off. There's all of these sort of half or three-quarter or seven-eighths finished little art elements that are basically sitting around in folders or stacks of paper in various locations around my house. And so I decided maybe I need to look into that stuff, because I'm remembering in my mind a couple of things that I never really did anything with. Or there's one particular image that I thought was really great, but I only used it to make like half a dozen postcards or something stupid. Nothing that I really ran with. And I thought, gee, I wonder if I could find that art. I wonder if I could find any of these little elements of art projects or art images that I started. I wonder if any of this is usable. So I thought, huh, maybe I better check. Maybe I better look into this. So I did. And part two of this story is coming up right after this.
右向け右と左向け左同時にできる?
ああ、余裕っちよ。
おーい、ちょーらー。ふんばれふんばれ。 日曜日の朝ひらめいた今日は街へ繰り出そう。お気に入りのジャケットパッドリー
シンプルに踊り、ガラス越しの未来を見て。 Everywhere キュートな君は、 Everywhere スマートにチェケラ。 Everywhere シンプルに彩り、ガラス越しに君微笑む。Have a nice day.
I'm confident my physical appearance will someday resemble that of the other handsome students. Hot dog, my eclectic acquaintance from previous times.
Where are you going?
La 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 la.
What?
La 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 la.
Tuna Mountain?
La.
I'll go with you.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Beef Stroganoff.
Oh, Uncle Grandfather. All right, we're back, and the cat is cat loafing next. Do you want to do something? Okay, now the cat's getting up and walking away. What the hell's going on here? Nobody knows what's happening. That's fine.
I'm drinking delicious tea. Oh, that's so good, too. So delicious. Okay, so anyway, where are we? Where were we in this giant story of art? Oh, yeah. So at some point in time last night, I can't remember exactly when it was. The time is not critical. I started looking around for pieces of art. So I went up to my cabinet in the kitchen and I started digging through some of that stuff. And I found some cool things, including the image that I was looking for, but not like the original version. I have this one image. It's basically sort of a leopard. Okay, it's like a black and white engraving, sort of old style sort of engraving of a leopard that has, it's just the head of a leopard, the face of the leopard, and superimposed over the leopard's eyes is a piece of like 19th century optical equipment for measuring eyes or, you know, doing glasses for people, some kind of machine. And then inside the sort of eye sockets of that machine, I then put in some human eyes, some woman's eyes. And these are, this is all black and white and looks engraved and it's all hacked together very nicely. And I've used this image for something else, for another sticker, as a matter of fact, which I found artwork for. And I'm thinking about using this leopard. Because although I did make some stickers, I only made about, again, only like half a dozen. And these weren't good. And this used the image, but it had a whole bunch of other stuff on it that is now kind of dated and isn't working. And so, oh boy, yeah, but, the thing of it is, I found a whole bunch of other stuff. Not only did I find the thing that I was looking for, I found at least half a dozen other things that could be easily and rapidly developed into some art. And now I'm kind of chomping at the bit because now I've got all this stuff that I haven't used, and some of it's pretty damn good. And I'm thinking, you know, if I were to take this stuff and put it with some of the other stuff, some of the older stuff, because out in the garage, there's a box over there. There's a box out there that's got a folder in it that's probably 5 centimeters thick with all of the earliest stuff that I've done. And I was thinking, there's some good stuff in there. I should haul that out and I should, you know, use at least some of those pieces. Because again, it's one of those things where I've got tons of cool stuff, tons of cool art that I didn't use very much of. And I'm thinking of one poster in particular. I put together this little poster that I intended to use as a band flyer at some point in time. And so it's mostly just sort of imagery and then some old band text. Well, I could take that off and I could use the The cool thing about it is yeah, I never used this for anything. Although I did make a couple of test prints of it. And at one point in time, I had an extra one. And yeah, I remember I put it up in school. I put this up in the green room at the in the theater at school. And wow. Boy, oh boy, did it cause some confusion. Oh boy. Because nobody saw me put it up. It was one of those things where I found it and I'm like, oh, I'll take this to school and I'll put it up, right? And I've gotten these kind of reactions before. This is kind of what I'm looking to do. Is I like to create this imagery where it looks like something that makes some kind of sense, but once you look at it and start thinking about it, you go, wait a minute, what? I don't understand. What is this?